Folks, these California fires are a direct attack on every man, woman, and child. Those of you who are thinking, "That's not me, screw those Californian idiots," you better pay attention. I'm talking to you. We need first to take a step back and take a look at the esoteric meaning of what's going on here in California if you want to have any chance of understanding what's transpiring here. Because when you look at the headlines and the talking points that are coming out of the media, chiefly the headlines, are describing paradise lost, paradise California, right? A paradise destroyed. This is the twilight language that's being used around this event. It's being pushed into the collective consciousness. There are obvious esoteric implications here. The fires have turned paradise into a burning inferno. They have rendered heaven into hell. This is a classic Luciferian inversion, turning the truth upside down. It is, after all, the ultimate goal of the Luciferian cryptocracy to wholly corrupt God's creation. And so it gives them a thrill, genuinely, to be responsible for and see, print and see headlines like that from the Washington Post, "Paradise destroyed." It's the same thrill that they get when they, another Luciferian inversion, like global warming, as we enter a new grand solar minimum. They mock the public with these, but this goes further and, in fact, deeper. In this cult of global warming, this new religion that they've concocted, as I've covered here for the Ice Age Farmer podcast, where CO2 is literally taking us to our doom, it is our original sin of humanity, we all exhale it. By virtue of existence, then, we are fallen. It's the same concept. But now, as a result of this original sin, we see it translating into the loss of paradise. This is the fall from grace that they are creating in a climate change world. They're escalating the rhetoric. So from a semiotic standpoint, they're escalating there too, right? So from my perspective, between the symbolism, the predictive programming around this, right? We've seen the Californian governor say this is the new normal. In fact, we've seen that from Cal Fire on every brochure they hand out. You've seen it on the back of regional magazines, local magazines. You can't go anywhere and not read about the wildfires and the new normal. So again, the symbol between the symbolism, that predictive programming, this has all of the fingerprints of a deep state false flag all over it. I'm not going to talk then about who or how Antifa arsonists versus PG&E, Rothschild's control, how the forests have been mismanaged because of liberal policies. Those are the wrong conversations, folks, to be having right now, because the reality is that however these fires were started, the real attack is what's coming now and what is keeping people from being prepared for the grand solar minimum and the times ahead. The media is pouring out a perfect salad of mind control, a trauma-based sort of emotional onslaught. People are dying, trapped in their cars, and it's because of climate change. It's the same sort of thing we saw a couple weeks ago when they introduced, "We're all going to die because of climate change," after the IPCC's report. And in fact, just as they had to double down on Al-Qaeda and introduce ISIS after it sort of lost its effect on the public, they've now introduced new greenhouse gases. But I digress. They have to ratchet up the rhetoric. That's even Al Gore's exact words. We torqued up the language here. So they're making this stuff up. They're lying. And in this latest emotional onslaught, because of the California fires, the lives that have been lost, the terrible stories that they are featuring, people in their cars, as I mentioned, well, Wired comes out and immediately links it to climate change. There are calls throughout the media to blame and censor and terminate climate deniers, quote unquote. There are calls to terminate Trump and blaming him for the wildfires, just as he was blamed for the hurricane. And just as after a mass shooting come the calls for gun control, so too here are there calls for action to stop climate change. It's a meaningless proposition, but that doesn't keep them from employing it. Wired even closes their piece by saying, "This is the world now, mass shootings and mass wildfires." Linking the two, it's amazing, folks. And so, especially with the celebrity homes in Malibu, Bruce Jenner and whatnot, burning home, expect these folks to go hardcore climate activist. There will be a renewed call now for deniers to be censored. The Kardashians will go on a campaign blaming Trump for their house burning down. Watch. Here it comes. It's already started on Twitter. Expect to see these renewed calls for censorship. And because now lives have so recently been lost, and the future of humanity, after all, depends on it, according to the IPCC's torqued up language, expect to see this emotion fuel. It's going to be injected and fuel as cover for the censorship to actually now come down. It's going to actually take place. It's just like the gun control narrative. It's the same script, folks. And it is indeed what they have planned since the good old days at the Club of Rome. Meanwhile, solar physicists like Dr. Valentina Zarkova are giving talks, trying to raise awareness, saying we need to brace immediately for global cooling because of a drop in the sun's output, that governments need to account for crop failures and the resulting coming food scarcity. But you don't see that in the news. No, the headlines haven't quite mentioned her at all ever since her 2015 study being vehemently denied across many media, saying no, the world is not heading for a new ice age. Do watch her presentation from last month if you've not already. It is outstanding, and it describes the science behind the natural cycles that we are experiencing now that I'm talking about. The short story is, the globe is cooling, the crops are failing as a result. We're experiencing an increase in galactic cosmic rays, which in fact results in meandering jet streams, droughts and floods, winds, and hence, as was displayed as a common trait in previous grand solar minima, an increase in wildfires. You see that throughout history during these cycles. You don't see any of it in the news. By the way, Sasha Dobler spoke to this in his work, Wildfires in Previous Minima, and he has a new ebook out, which is outstanding. Check it out. I'll put a link below, as well to Valentina Zarkova's talk. And with that, folks, don't let this propaganda knock you off guard, or this emotionally charged propaganda. I mean, I hate to talk about these sorts of things while the fires are still not contained, while lives are still on the line. But this narrative is advancing quickly, and you should expect these calls for censorship to ramp up as well. Please start growing your own food today. Stock up on stored food before prices increase further. Get away from these collapsing systems. And by all means, spread the word about what's going on so we can start building a new future for ourselves, our families, and our communities. Thanks for watching, folks.